give everybody a chance to move, so if you just want to be seated, council, tell. I don't want them to be interrupting your argument. The next matter is Armitage versus Armitage. Council, whenever you're ready.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
May it please the court. My name is Melissa Wentling, and I'm here on behalf of the appellant, Lori Armitage, who I'll refer to as Lori throughout this argument. A brief summary of the facts are that in April of 2011, the parties entered into a decree was entered where the parties stipulated that Lori would have the physical custody of the two minor children, Cameron and Christian. And at that time, Ronnie, the father and the appellee in this matter, was ordered to pay child support of $973 a month for two children and $667 a month for one child. We jump ahead to February of 2015, at which time the state of Nebraska filed a complaint seeking to raise Ronnie's child support. Ronnie denied that, and then in July of 2015, he filed a cross complaint whereby he was seeking the physical custody of the two minor children. In that cross complaint, the sole allegation that he made as to a material change in circumstances were that the boys desired to reside with him instead of Lori. The parties eventually in October of 2015 stipulated as to child support for Ronnie that it would increase to the sum of $1,232 a month for two children and $882 when there was just one child. On January 21st, 2016, the custody issue came before the lower court, and at trial, the only two witnesses that testified were the two minor children.
And that was by agreement?
That was by stipulation of the parties. And it was in camera, nobody was present other than the judge and the attorneys. Christian, essentially, at that hearing testified that he was more comfortable with Ronnie, felt closer to him, they had more in common, and he found it really fun when he was at Ronnie's house. With regard to Lori, he didn't express any concern about her care of him. She made his meals, took him to the doctor, took him to a therapist to have someone to speak to, was instrumental in getting his ADHD under control so he could do better in school, made meals, had an appropriate room. He just essentially said that she was boring. And
he talked more about their lack of a relationship.
Correct.
And that there were issues with her in, as the court defined it, that he was almost hostile when he was talking about his mother.
When he was testifying, and when you read the record, it would seem that a lot of his hostility comes for her raising the issue of the pending court proceedings at the time. Well, that would have come into play after the modification was filed. Prior to that, reading the record outside of that, he sounds kind of like a sulky teenager. I mean, there was nothing that she did that was harmful. She wasn't abusive. She took care of him.
You don't think it was harmful that mom was repeatedly questioning her son about what did you do at dad's and talking about the litigation and even the relatives when they'd come over. There was constant pressure and questioning about the custody litigation. You don't think that's harmful?
I think it's concerning. I'm not sure that there was evidence put on that it was harmful. But with regard to Cameron, then, the other child, when he testified that he was closer with mom, he was more comfortable with mom, and that if there was going to be any change, that it would be equal. And also, with regard to Cameron, when he testified, when he was asked about, does mom constantly talk about this litigation, his testimony was a bit different. He said once in a while, nothing that caused him concern, and the only time he heard the older brother and mom having a conversation about it was one time mom asked, why don't you just drop this? And Christian said, because dad's put too much money into this. So I do concede that while this was ongoing, there were probably conversations that took place that shouldn't have. But when you look at the overall picture, mom took care of the children. And so
there is case law out there, though, that would suggest that it's that it is a material change in circumstances affecting the best interests of a child when the relationship between the custodial parent, now mom in this case, when it deteriorates in the way that the trial judge appeared to think it had, that does constitute a material change that may warrant a change in custody.
And I would agree. And while I would disagree that that would apply as to Christian, I would argue that it definitely does not apply as regard to Cameron. Cameron testified very clearly that his relationship with his mom, he was closer to her than he was to dad. I mean, he clearly loved both parents, had a good relationship with both. There was no deterioration with regard to that relationship.
But splitting custody is not favored.
Right, that's what I was going to move to, and while that would typically be the case, in this case, with regard to these two boys, there was no showing that they were overly bonded. In fact, I think when you read the record, they almost sound like they were more annoyed with each other most of the time than not.
Well, there was some brotherly interaction that
there was.
But they did do a lot of things together, didn't they?
They did.
They did a lot of four-wheeling. They apparently went and did some hunting, and they seemed pretty active with each other.
They did when they were with their father, and I don't disagree with that. But when you look at it, they went to different schools, had different friends, rode different buses, and the way Cameron wanted the custody to continue, whether it be with mom, whether it be with dad, or whether, as he stated, so they quit fighting, it'd become on a more of a joint basis, he wanted the weekends to stay the same. And when you look at the record, that's when these two boys did things together, when they were together on the weekends. And that would have continued regardless of a custody change.
But it seems that when they did do things together on a weekend, it was because they were with dad. Dad seems to foster a sibling relationship, whereas at mom's house, they both say they go to their separate rooms and they play video games or Xbox.
Dad did do different things with them. They had a lot in common with their father. I don't disagree with that, and the record's clear about that, especially Christian. I mean, they liked to work on cars. He wanted to be a mechanic like his dad's. But Cameron also testified he really didn't care to work on cars. And
he liked working on the four-wheeler.
He liked going around town riding on the four-wheeler. And when they did that together, they didn't go right around, according to the testimony, those four-wheelers with dad. They tore around town by themselves. And I think Cameron even said sometimes...
Excuse me, Counselor. I understood that he said that he didn't like to work on cars.
Right.
But he liked to work on the four-wheelers. Not only, I know they also testified that they liked to ride on the four-wheelers. But I thought that Judge Bishop was referring to the mechanical aspect of the four-wheelers.
Oh, I guess I read it as, I wasn't the trial counsel, but I guess I read it as that he liked riding the four-wheelers and going over there and doing those fun things, not so much as working on them, which Christian clearly did. Christian clearly had the same interests as his dad in that regard. So it'd be my argument that even if there were that deterioration in relationship between Christian and Lori, that wasn't there with regard to Cameron. He specifically testified he was closer and more comfortable with his mom.
So are you advocating that if we find that there is a material change as far as Christian is concerned, that we should split the custody of the two children?
Yes, that's what I would advocate today. I believe the evidence would show that that would be in their best interest. And Cameron never expressed a desire that he wanted to go live with his dad for physical custody. Cameron indicated he was closer to his mom. He proposed, actually, and I thought mature, that they quit fighting if we do it equal time, that half with mom, half with dad, weekends stay the same. I get my weekend with dad to do the fun things I like there, and I get my weekends to stay at my mom's where we hang out and I get to have my friends over. I mean, so I see no basis and no material change whatsoever that would warrant changing Cameron's custody. And as I stated, there was some issues between mom and Christian. I think a lot of that arose after this started, and there's no showing that that relationship was any different now than what it would have been in 2011 when they stipulated that mom have custody, the physical custody of them both.
Pardon me if I'm thinking of this wrong, but my understanding was that there was no proposal made splitting the boys, and as a result there was no schedule proposed where they would be actually be able to have time together.
There wasn't because of the way the evidence was presented. But I think if you look at the case and the facts, there still is no showing of material change as to Cameron. And I would ask that this court reverse and remand the case, or in the event you find a material change, that it be with regard to Christian only and not with regard to Cameron. Thank you.
Thank you. Counsel, whenever you're ready.
May it please the court, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Patricia Samuels for the appellee, Ronnie L. Armitage. We ask the court to affirm.
You might want to pull the mic up a little bit just to be sure that everyone can hear what you're saying. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay.
Stay. I need a degree in physics.
Could you stop the timer? Okay. Oh, we have help coming. Tech support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Testing?
I don't think it.
He has to turn it on. Okay.
Ready? Okay. Try.
We're on.
Please start the timer. Start it over, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you.
May it please the court. The appellee asks that the order of the district court be affirmed. As set forth by the court in the Adams case that is cited, the party moving for the modification must show two requirements that have to be met. One is the material change in circumstances, and the second is that the change in custody is in the best interest of the children. The issue of mother being unfit, which the appellant raised in her brief, was never brought forth. These parties have to parent these children together. It does no good to sling the mud at one another. And that's one of the reasons why the case proceeded as it did. The appellant would have you believe that life was really fun at dad's, and that was the only reason why the boys wanted to change. But there was a plethora of other evidence that was offered. There was evidence that there was no contact, very little contact, and very little interaction between the mom and especially Christian. There was pressure by mom and her relatives for the boys to state their preference a certain way. Try to imagine what that would be like for a young child who wants to respect his mother, who wants to respect his relatives, but he comes under pressure to disavow the desired relationship with the other birth parent. There was a lack of trust between mom and the boys. This is all in the evidence that was brought forth.
You would agree, though, that that's primarily with regard to Christian and not Cameron.
It was with Christian mostly, and yes, Cameron did say that he had a better relationship. But I think that the important thing to remember, and this was brought out by the court in keeping the siblings together, in Christian's testimony, he was able to explain why Cameron, the younger one, would say what he did. It's because he was learning to answer mom's questions in a certain manner so that he would get what he wanted, so that he would get a phone, so that he would have other privileges. The court caught on to that, and they realized and wisely said, these boys need to be together, because they could see the relationship that was between the two boys. They were not in the courtroom at the same time. I grant that. However, the court was able to see the emotion, the expression, the pauses, the unspoken actions and the emotions that come through in someone's face when they're talking about a sibling. And these boys are close, and they did things together. They both testified about that. It wasn't just a fun time at dad's. It was a time to develop their interests so that they could have a positive home environment to live in.
Wasn't the purpose of having the boys testify without the parents in the courtroom so that they could be honest with the judge?
Yes, and then they can say what they want to without the other parent being there. Yes, I agree.
But I get the impression that you're telling us that we should somehow disregard Cameron's testimony because, based upon Christian's testimony, he just knew how to manipulate mom.
I think it's credible evidence. I think it's testimony. It was not refuted by anybody that Cameron was able to use mom and get the things that he wanted from her by saying those things. The testimony is available. Mother's Parents both get to see the testimony afterwards. So that was still present. They may not have been in the courtroom at the same time, but it would be available for that other parent to see.
Thank you.
Mom was angry with the boys when she would ask the questions about what happened at Dad's home, and then when they told her, she would be angry. Again, what kind of a situation does this place a child in? When you are invalidated, you can't tell the truth, you have no recourse, you have no way out of that situation. Mom was angry with Dad when he tried to take the boys for any medical appointments. He didn't, and the boys said that Dad didn't do that because Mom would get mad. So we don't have a mom and a dad who could co-parent together. So it didn't really work to try to even keep joint custody with Cameron. The court was very accurate and in moving both boys. Mom also accused the boys, if Dad was able to buy them anything, that you're only doing that so that you can build up your case against me. And I think one of the important factors that we need to remember is that the children shouldn't have been involved in that conversation with Mom in the first place, but it happened. And so the court was wise in changing the custody, finding the material change in circumstances, first of all, that the relationship between Christian and Mom had deteriorated to the place that that created an unhealthy environment and a place where the child could no longer have a good relationship with his mom, and they wanted to preserve that. I believe.
Would you agree that this is not a situation where children came in and testified and said, I want to go live with this other parent, and a judge just made that decision? Right? The judge actually, given what he wrote in his opinion, went through a pretty thorough discussion of what the evidence consisted of. Would that be fair?
Absolutely. We did not, it is not based strictly on the preference that was cited by the boys. There was all of the evidence that was offered, and there was ample evidence to support the court in moving custody of these boys to their father.
And the parties agreed that that would be the totality of the evidence, is their testimony.
That was their agreement when we began the trial that day. Yes.
Can you address the split custody issue?
On whether it's in the best interest of the children?
Given that Cameron seemed to say he'd want equal time with the parents, is that a factor that the judge maybe should have considered in the custody change?
I think that the judge looked at the boys' testimony as being very intelligible. He believed that they were well-spoken. He especially said that Cameron was a very precocious 12-year-old.
Yeah, he's the one who made the rest in peace 1994 Ford Ranger sign right after the accident.
Following which, Mom asked them to leave. She couldn't take it anymore. She said, I want you both to leave. And that's something that's really important to go back and reread in the trial transcript in the Bill of Exceptions, because, again, you're told by your mother, just leave, just get out. I can't deal with you anymore. Those are critical things that have a huge impression on a young man's mind. And yes, they did have a good relationship with their father. We knew that we had a good place. The judge said they're both fit. So in the children's best interest, we're going to see that their social development, their health, their general welfare, they're going to be safe. This was all brought forth in the testimony. They didn't change schools. They still rode the buses. They were in different schools anyway because of their age, but they did a lot together. And the judge said, I want them to stay together, and I think this is in the children's best interest. If you have any other questions, no further questions, then I would request that the district court's decision be affirmed and the judgment stand.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How much time does the appellant have left? Whenever you're ready.
I would just address a few things. First, with regard that the
the argument that Ms. Samuels made about Christian testifying that Cameron got what he wanted because he manipulated Mom. He did say that in one sentence, but if you look ahead on page 40 and you jump ahead to page 43, he says Cameron gets everything he wants because he was the baby and they babied him.
Not unusual
at all. And that also talked about with Mom wanting to leave, she made that statement. She did. She said that at one time. She was frustrated with the boys. She said it one time when she was angry. This wasn't an ongoing thing where she's saying, get out of the house, go away, I don't want you here. I mean, she got angry and said that one time.
Sounds like there was some discomfort by the boys with the boyfriend being, you know, sort of there or not there, sneaking around, about, or secretive, I think was the word.
I was going to say, it was secretive. I mean, that's how it comes across. And I believe it was Christian that said that was problematic, but he also said he liked him. He really didn't have any concern. He wasn't harmful. He was there. He would be there in the morning having toast in the morning. On the weekends, they'd see him during the day when he was there. Cameron had no concerns whatsoever, so it wasn't like it was a relationship that caused any concern, safety or otherwise. He was just someone who wasn't very active in their lives. When you look at splitting it, again, Cameron was pretty clear about, it was just the desire. So while there might have been some other things with regard to Christian, that would not have been the case with Cameron.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Matter is deemed submitted and counsel are excused. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
The next matter is Fitch A. versus Potter and Fossil versus Potter.